the interesting halacha that's brought down in the Gemara, the Bizman Chazal, if one left mashkin, if they left certain liquids, water or other certain liquids open for some time, overnight, we're worried that maybe a nachash, a snake, came and put some venom, some poison into the liquid, and one should not drink it. This is called mashkin megulin. Mashkin, which was megula, which was left open. However, the place can bring down, and the Shulchan Aruch in two places writes, one in Yerdeya, Simkupta Zayin, and one in Arachayim, that nowadays we're not makben on mashkin megulin. Why? Because it's not much, it's not common to have snakes where we live. But if someone would live in a place where it would be common to have snakes, then the halacha would apply over there. But in most of our places where it's not common to have snakes, therefore this halacha, mashkin megulin, is not negated nowadays. There is a shlo hakadosh, and a gra, which both write that still one should be makbid on it, because there are other reasons for this isser. Besides what Chazal, where Megalitas, besides what Chazal told us. But there are other reasons, could be a pinyonim, why one should not drink that water. But halacha l'maisa, if someone asks a shayla, the answer is it's muta, unless you're machmer for this shlo or this gra. Now, when it comes to Hilchas Kiddush, over here, the Gemara tells us, Gemara Bava Basra, tells us that if it was left open, even if you took the wine and you strained it, and any eris, any venom, any poison that the nachash might have put in there was strained out, still, if it was left open, one should not use it for kiddush. Why? The Gemara quotes a pasuk: "Hakriveu na lepechascha." Hakadosh Baruch Hu says that I don't want you to bring for a carbon something which is cheap, something which is cheap. And wine which was left open is cheapened. And it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that even though now there's a general not makbara on megula, but if the wine was left open, one should not use this wine for kiddush. Question is, left open for how long? So the Magen Avraham says, the Efshe says that if it was only a shamuet, there's a small amount of time, there's no problem. And the Mishabur brings down that even though the Magen Avraham says Efshe, but the other Acharonim say that it's Pashit, that if it's only a small amount of time, there's no problem. But what's called a small amount of time? So the Magen Avraham explains that if it was left open long enough, that it started to lose its smell and its taste. That's what's considered left open. It got cheapened. It doesn't taste the same. It doesn't smell the same. It got cheapened. There's a Tshuva's Divrei Malkiel. And the question that was asked to him, he was earlier Achrein, the question that was asked to him was, someone had a barrel of wine which was left open without a cover on it for 6 hours. 6 hours, overnight 6 hours. Can you make Kiddush on or not? And he goes on to say that he feels that 5 or 6 hours, it doesn't lose its taste, it doesn't lose its smell yet. And especially if you keep it in a cool place. So we're not worried about anything falling into it, he says. Is that also you have to worry about? Maybe some dust or dirt will fall into it. It also cheapens the wine. And also we're not worried that it lost its taste and its smell, because it's kept in good barrels. So what we see from this Divrei Malkiel is that the shear, the amount, how much has to be left open in order for it to be an issue, even though it's not written in first in Shulchan Aruch, but it's totally in the wine itself. It's totally in the wine itself. If it was left open long enough that if you give it to someone who knows wines, or say this wine lost its chash of a taste, or it doesn't have that you wouldn't serve this wine because of this degrading in the taste, you wouldn't serve it to a chash of a person, on that one should not use it for kiddush. The So you would have to have someone to taste it. Nowadays it seems like everyone has a hard time in Salacha because you air the wine out to make it taste better. So Bifrat, if it's going to taste better, then also doesn't have the Salacha. There is a Hakpada brought down in the Ben Ish Chai, but not everyone follows this. Ben Ish Chai says that if it was left out overnight, then one should not use it. But again, like I said, from the other Paiskim, it's not Mashma, then you have to be Makbar on it. If, let's say, what happens, I think this is where the Shaila comes to me, sometimes from Bachrim, is Havdalah. What about Havdalah? The wine was left out, open, over Shabbos, can't find any other wine. Can I use it for Havdalah or not? So, first we have in that Tshuva Divrei Makil, he says that this halacha of wine left open is mainly for Friday night. Because Friday night, Kiddush is Daraisa, possibly, and it's Friday night. But Shabbos morning or Havdalah, one could be more makel. Number two, if let's say he has other wine, so Rav Vazna writes in the Tshuva and Sheva Levi that if you mix it with if you have wine that was left open, and it's going to be a hefset to throw it out, you have a whole bottle, you want to use it for Kiddush, so if you mix it with wine that was not left open, and you put more of the other wine than the wine that was left open, that'll be fine. But halacha l'maaseh, again, if it comes to Havdalah, and this is the only wine the person has, there's definitely more room to be makel, and they can make Havdalah on this wine. Have a wonderful Shabbos.